Because remember, the negotiating detail is really in the regulation where the Chief Justice and the Minister are going to negotiate what goes into those regulations, and I imagine those will be pretty comprehensive. What we are doing in the legislation is giving them a guide as to what should be in that regulation. They can come and add other things, of course, but the bare minimum, we stipulate the guidelines.
Allocation letter you gave us the respect of Uruguay. You must proceed the meeting to Uruguay as we see now. So that they did say to us they have got a lot of continuation in terms of that money. Now, over to you then. Letter X indicates that Jehovah reports have been sent to. It's a list of municipalities where reports have been sent to. I have to say that this morning when I walked into the office. 3090 A and B reporting for the children of Israel. No, I'm not asking questions to that. Because they were coming here all of a sudden, they sent me this interesting stuff. The theology.
Thank you, sir. I'll touch with the MSIG, but immediately after this, then my colleague will also touch on the infrastructure grant. And we are reporting for the third and fourth quarter. My name is William Rampero from the Ministry. So, in terms of the presentation outline, I'm not going to draw much into the outline, I'll just go straight into the presentation. In terms of the just to remind, in terms of the transfers, obviously MSIG is at 200 million, and 200 million has been transferred by December 2007, which was in two tranches. There was a tranche in July and a tranche in November. So just to recap. And in terms of expenditure for quarter one, so just to remind, just to take it back, trying to follow the four quarters. In the first quarter, we transferred 90 million, and then at the very same time, the second quarter, we transferred 109 just to make a total of 200 million. But the performance at that time, you will remember that the expenditure was quite low in the first instance, which was about 2.2%. And we reported on that even on the second quarter to say we have improved from the 22.2% to 23% in December. So that is the report that we have given in February. Just to take it from there. In terms of the third and fourth quarter, in the third quarter expenditure, it remained 50% of the total transfer amount of 200 million, which means that there was still another 100 million from March to July that has to be spent by municipality. On the fourth quarter, we registered about 74% of the total transfer. I will indicate just how much of that percentage is. So just to indicate the size of expenditure context for the third and fourth quarter. There are 254 municipalities that are receiving, and out of that 254, 150 of these receiving municipalities have achieved over 50% of expenditure. meaning that the 20% is still committed and still going on. We are just still monitoring the 20% in terms of those municipalities. Out of that, 66 of the municipalities registered less than 80% of expenditure, but in terms of the clear follow-up of each and every municipality, many of them still have contracts that are running on the evaluation laws, which we believe they were contracts, they send up contracts to ensure that the commitments are there in place. So the head of the municipalities registered less than 60%. And in that respect, what we did, we sent them the letters of intent we told just for them to give us a sense of, in terms of the Regional Revenue Act, to give us an explanation. So some municipalities have submitted, there's only 20 municipalities that I have a list that have sent as an extra aid. That really gives a sense of those municipalities that have not submitted or have not complied. So just quarter one and quarter two, this is just indicating that 2.2% and the 23%. In terms of quarter three and four, in quarter three, like I indicated, we spent about 50%, which was 49.8%. And then in quarter four, as we registered by June, there was 147,885,000 that was spent, apart from the commitment. We didn't take the commitment that has been made into consideration. So it was about 74%. So just to give another context again in terms of the reporting, there's a total of 23 municipalities, and I've provided a list here which indicates those 23 municipalities that have not been reporting, and their total amount to 12 million. But when you look at some of these municipalities like Elias Motswalle, they remember during the hearings they were telling us they spent. So for now what we're doing is that we actually appreciate the process that because we have been engaging, now we understood that they spent. We are engaging them not to assist them in terms of reporting and putting the proper reports in terms of that money. So some of the municipalities that are here, you'll find that in actual fact, down the line, maybe we're just giving a target of September to make sure that we clean up those municipalities that we know that they spend, like Sabazimbis, like Elias Motswalle, we know they spend the money and they've indicated during the hearing that they spend. So for now, it's just a question of putting together, you know, the report in connection to that particular amount. So I just decided to give you a list of those municipalities that haven't already. Given us the report. But as we interact with them through your processes, we start realizing that their spend is just a process of reporting, which I don't understand why they are not reporting. But all of those municipalities, we have actually visited all of them to try and make sure that even now the team is on the ground now to make sure that we deal with them in terms of assisting them to report. But also the process we have set in all the provinces now, every province has taken a board to make sure that those municipalities are on board. But some of the reasons for that, the variance in terms of expenditure performance is that we realize that the issue around the municipal property rent becomes another challenge. Because municipalities have committed some money, but some, the evaluation only 2 million. So they put the 735 of the MSIG on a card and say, look, the next allocation, then we'll continue with that. So, but the evaluation rolls are in progress. So we hope that by September we'll really see a very, very significant progress. Apart from interim funds that I've spoken about that have never reported, so the amount are still 12.6 million, which we think for those that have spent like Elias Motswalle, it will then raise it in a question to put the expenditure on that item. Some of the municipalities started implementing the project late in March 2008, and the commitments are running up to September 2008. That's why, in terms of commitment, we define it very clearly to them to say, commitment for us is when contracts are signed and there is actually a commitment that the service provider is in place, if then there is a service provider in that respect. So, what some of the challenges that I just summarized is that some expenditure incurred but not reported. I'm giving an example with regards to election bodies, because all the reports they've given to us during this year committee hearing are showing that they're spent, but it's a question of how we reconcile the report. And the issue of the evaluation role, and some of the issues that we heard about, it's true that service providers not submitting some invoices on time to some of these municipalities. That's why I remember you said, if they don't want to submit invoices, it means they don't want money. And those are some of the kind of challenges that are frustrating some of the municipalities. But some of the actions that we've employed, obviously we have realized that by just communicating by letter it's not enough. But we thought it's important also to comply with the Division of Revenue Act, send letters, but also follow up and go to those municipalities, have workshops, discuss with them in understanding as to why they are not really reporting and also what are the kind of challenges. So the relationship we're having with DPSA now is actually based on the last report that we had. It's actually smoothening now because we have also discovered that even within the provincial departments of local government, there's no capacity. So we said, look, instead of again deploying into municipalities alone, maybe it's important to also jack up the the experts within local government. So now we've agreed that we're going to be like young professionals fighting for province with key focus to look in terms of some of the grants that are sponsored and try and assist them in terms of making sure that we put the expenditure. Also with regards to MIF, also my colleague will indicate that the technical experts, we are now linking their performance to MIG and also MSIG in that respect. So that process is going quite very, very, very well, and the first batch is going to be deployed, particularly in September, the first week of September. And in terms of collaboration, obviously, I'm talking of the DPSA process, and I think at some point I would also come to you in terms of indicating how far that collaboration is going with regards to the last report we gave. And also the provincial departments have also taken a board in terms of beginning to assist and taking responsibility for some of the grants. But also we are continuing working with the Tendamande. That in conclusion, I think what we're saying is just to say to you the expenditure is expensive, but again, we are saying that we'll continue supporting the DPRG and enforcement and for compliance. And I think the visitation program that we're doing for us has been quite very, very useful. And now it has made us also more together with the provincial department, SAGA, and Treasury, in terms of making sure that we follow up on these issues as we deal with matters of budget analysis and so on. So that would be the performance of MSIG.
Thanks for that.
I just want to say to colleagues, let's keep this on data. Because it's going to be useful only when we have the meeting with only 19 years. GPR is the national program, because it's a challenge. But again, it must talk to that. We'll be having a very broad discussion. But we might want to zoom into, for instance, some of the municipalities whose money that have been withheld because they have not responded, etc., etc. We really have to still think of how do we engage with the municipalities, because looking at them really, they are the poor, poorest of the poor, for instance, in recent case, even in the Free State. And even district has its own serious problems. And so I'm just saying, we will be again using this one page by now with that discussion on the university. Please let's keep that part of the information. MIG.
Thank you, Chair. This time around, Chair, we decided to put a lot of information with regards to non-financial performance indicators. Because in the past years, we have been concentrating on the financial certified municipal infrastructure grant is concerned. The first slide just indicates some of the municipalities that are still spending funds from previous financial year, like 2006-07. Now the implication for these municipalities is that they haven't started spending on the 2007-08, which has just now ended, and now we are in the new current financial year. Now the brief in terms of these municipalities, in Kokobe we are being told that there are some challenges within the municipality. The governance issues, I think there are some challenges that we are trying to look at that matter so that we can improve, particularly on the performance of this grant. The challenge with all these municipalities listed here, if you check in their books in terms of what they, how much are they pushing from their own revenue for infrastructure development, which then comes to service delivery, then you will find that it's zero. So MIG is the main service delivery funding that these municipalities are utilizing. As they are not spending the grant, it then means that the communities in these municipalities don't see what these municipalities are doing. In Bavaria, the challenge that they're facing, they are doing a water project. Now that project is passing through the heritage site. And since 2005, they've been waiting for a record of the decision from environmental affairs. We have now written a letter through our DG to the PG of environmental affairs to try to fast track this, because the municipality has been not spending the funds because of that challenge. In Longoma also, there are some internal challenges, and we understand now the municipal manager has been suspended. Coming back, I think they raised the issue around the funding, which is not sufficient to start even a project. However, we try to correct this issue in the current financial year, where we try to give a minimum of 5 million to each and every municipality. I think they have challenges with the capacity, and now the district has now taken over some of the implementation of the project, and we see they are starting now to improve because their expenditure was very, very, very low. Coming to 2007-8 financial year, initially MIG was allocated 7.5 billion, and this amount was increased somewhere around November last year. And the increment came from the rollover of funds that we stopped in 2006-7. Again, we also requested additional funding for market eradication, which was about 200 million. So that amount came to about 8.3 billion. Now, by end of March, municipalities reported the under expenditure of 1.3 billion. And then in June, that balance is reduced to 550 million. If we try to compare the expenditure at the end of March for 2006-7 financial year and 2007-8 financial year, there's a serious improvement, a significant improvement in terms of municipal spending on municipal infrastructure grants. During the same period last year, which is 2006-7 financial year, 5.1 billion was spent, as opposed to 6.9 or 7 billion spent by municipalities. This information is depicted on this graph that shows how big has been improving in terms of expenditure by municipalities over the years. From 2004, where about 3.5 billion was spent by end of March, and 7 billion was spent by end of March in the past financial year. This is just the expenditure at the end of June per province in terms of 2007 and it shows that in principle we still have a huge balance, which is about 148 million. Now, the reason for this, particularly for Eastern Cape, for Free State, and Northern Cape, it was because of the huge balance that came during the adjustment made for bucket eradication program. Now, municipalities were not ready to start absorbing the funds. And then once the funds came, now they started now moving. But then we see there's a huge improvement compared to the previous financial year. Now, coming to the non-financial performance indicators, with regard to bucket eradication progress, country-wide, we have now, at the end of June, a backlog of 14,578 from 262,000 backlog in terms of market eradication, which is 94% performance. Now, National Treasury has provided funding since 2005 of about 1.8 billion. Of this amount, 200 million was allocated in the first year, 400 the second year, then 1.2 billion in the last financial year. Now, on this 1.2 billion for the last financial year, currently there's about 400 million that still needs to be spent, and the bulk of that money was the money that was available in November last year. So there's a huge improvement in terms of eradicating some of the buckets. Some of the structures are already put in place, but we cannot count them as backlogs are eradicated if they are not yet being used because of water and other connections like electricity from ESCOM to try to operate the pump station. Coming to the employment and the poverty alleviation, in terms of person base of employment, since the start of May, 35 million job opportunities have been created through the municipal infrastructure grant, and the breakdown of that shows that 36% was men, and then 22% was women, then youth and female, youth female and youth male also, they have share in terms of the big allocation. Now, in terms of household service, per se, since the start of May, we all municipality reported that in the B component, 3.6 million households have been serviced. And then when you come to per se, in terms of water, sanitation, roads, stormwater, and street lighting, 835 households benefited in terms of water, 399 in terms of sanitation, and roads, and so on and so on. In terms of local economic development, I think MIG is making a good progress with regard to developing local areas, particularly with regard to job creation. Now,
let's regard that information.
We love this grammar and story, but we will not have a grammar and story for now. Right. We're about 148 million efficiencies, and those are issues for us. But thanks for this additional information. Do you have any other matters?
No, I can't.
But I can do that. Thank you very much. Well, that is. I'm raising this because once you're raising this policy, you have some stories we have been through some municipalities. And already there are some municipalities here, and I'm a coin here. And I'm not sure whether they will agree with you in the fact of this impact. Defendant Humbi is here. I'm not sure whether they will agree with you. I don't want to go back to them and say, can you confirm or not confirm? Of course, they did come here for some specific things that we shall discuss and things. They must also note and then can look at you properly so that when you go to for TV, they must talk to you again and say, but why were you saying these things about MIG when in our own municipality? Don't seem to see this thing. Okay. But I think we need to have a very comprehensive discussion again on MIG in respect. Because I also would suspect that the two municipalities that are here will also look at the issues of the discussion that can be changed in packet application. Again, I'm not sure how far the McCoy is there in terms of how far the president will be here. And I'm just hoping that the other municipality that is here, I'm also letting you know, so that we're invited to many people in our discussion there. Colleague, what
kind of idea is MIT?
Yeah.
I don't know if
this
is the
the intervention and the challenges. From BPNG side, we have been trying to talk to municipalities on a one-on-one basis, and also implementing the provisions of the Development Act with regard to non-submission of reports regarding to expenditure and all those issues. Now, we started this process in 2005, of which 2006-07 we did stop some allocation. At the moment, we are also talking and trying to stop the allocation for some of the municipalities, particularly the ones that are still having huge balances in their accounts, of which by end of June was 550 million. Now, we are considering now stopping, but not to stop like punishing municipalities. We want to cash flow manage funds, because there are some municipalities that are doing well. So we want to give them the funds so that they can move with their program. And hence, when we feel that these other municipalities have got some systems in place to be able to perform on the grant, then we can try to find a way of paying back the money from increment baseline and other sourcing from other non-performing municipalities. We conducted so many workshops trying to deal with issues that are listed here as challenges. Now, one of the main interventions is to try to help municipalities to develop what we call comprehensive infrastructure plan. So this is the plan that will help the municipality to understand the whole project life cycle, to understand the maintenance of infrastructure and the issues like that. We also try to arrange some meetings with the mayors and councillors, because we realize that they also need to be oriented on this grant and try to help in terms of them making decisions around projects. Because some of the challenges we realize that they also relate to cut and choking of projects in the same financial year, which then makes it impossible for the officials to implement the project. We are also trying to look at aligning to some of these grants. We have the housing grant, we have the MIT electrification program and VALS program and the neighborhood. We are trying to look at how can we align these grants so that they can come to the municipality as one grant, and municipalities can try to look at how they can utilize the funds. Now, one of the main challenges is the housing and the MIT. I was looking on the television this morning. So in Jacobsdal, I think government is around Jacobsdal, interested in having this on this poverty alleviation program. Now, I realize that there are some nice toilets, you know, and those toilets, they are not houses, they are tents. Now, a toilet is better than a tent. So we definitely have to now try to align this land so that when housing comes, then the infrastructure also is there. And I think what we recommending here is for the community to know the progress of the grant and the performance of the grant. Thank you.
Okay. MSIG. Let's talk about MSIG.
With regard to MSIG, this fund has been 200 million now but from what is being reported here, it's clear that while people complain that it is small amount, so I mean it is small, but they cannot absorb it. You see, now, some of us are moving to have the exit now. So we would like to have lessons. I'm talking about the tech, I'm not talking about you or my friends as a person. Now, the thing is, we're doing this every day, the same thing every day, you know. The question could be, what are the lessons that we are learning out of this? What is it that can be done differently in order for this kind of a program to have impact? I mean, this when going closely, you find that they have utilized what we call the money. But the problem is that they are not able to report. But is then this money achieving
this intent? But if you are
achieving this intent, you're not having this problem of people not being able to go. Now, where are the kids? also it has to say in line with that. With those mentality, I think that what now it's in the MIT, where some of the mentality that gone to the report altogether when you write to them. So I'm really I mean as a committee would like to know what is that get to that true or like what is the issue of this kind of idea.
My worry is in my next question. A few weeks ago, we had a report by the AG where clearly there is a very bad picture of culture in this policy. Now, I want to know really what really happens with the number of our people who are taken through this training and this policy. Because now, I understand the report says that there is a batch of professionals that have been working on this policy. Those people can be, they will be able to. But our people are empowered. Year after year, what do they have? Where do they end up? Or are we targeting on some people or what? What is the story?
What is the story?
Where are we here?
In fact, that's going to be part of the end of our discussion with the PLC, National Data, and what happened. What is the job? Two questions from the social coordinator.
Thanks, remember, starting with the issue around the employees. The issue of the employees, I think the key focus there is mainly the issue around cultural skills. But what we're finding is that, which becomes the issue, is that you'll find that even in some municipalities you have the employee working by himself. So there's no any other body that is in the municipality. So that's why most of the municipalities, why you find that there are experts, you find that it's an expert which is in finance, is acting as a, and you've seen that in the Northern Gate, that person is acting as a CFO at the very same time. So there is no body that particular person has to transfer skills to. And I think it's because of the situation that we're faced with whereby they are just able to address what is on the table at that point in time. So the issue of transfer of skills is really an issue. And that's really the issue where who do you transfer the skill to while the municipality has not really employed the CFO for quite a number of months. And I think that is one of the key issues that I think as we look at with regards to the review of the organograms that we're doing currently, is to start and really beginning to see as to how we align, you know, those particular factors and making sure that the employees must not necessarily be deployed in a vacuum, but they must be deployed where we know that they're going to really make an impact first, but also begin to transfer the skills. But the challenge, like as I'm saying, is the fact that you don't have, mostly where we have employees, you'll find that there are no people ready to try and transfer the skills. And I think that's the issue. But with regard to the AG report, also, trying to reflect on that, I think it's really linked with Honorable Sobonis's question in terms of what are the kind of lessons. And then what we've realized is that with the MSIG all the time we've been, as we transfer the money, there are projects that are being, given to the municipalities. And we just would say, under financial management, tell us what are the kind of areas that we'll then begin to address. But over the years, we realized that one of the key lessons that we need to learn is that If you give people conditions and the conditions become generic, it is problematic then because in that particular generic condition, they start doing what they want to do. So that's what we thought in terms of even beginning to condition the conditions. What I'm saying with that is that we have now realized that, okay, we have got 80 reports. Let's interpret the 80 reports. As we said that we need to deal with financial management, we must also go further and say, this money you can use it for under the register as an issue that is appearing from the AG report, consistent. So what we're trying to move to is the program based with a programmatic approach rather than just a generic approach. So we are beginning to say every year we identify what are the key critical issues, like the issues of the financial system. We have actually noticed that is a general problem also. So we are beginning to say maybe it's important to start doing fencing within the MSIG money to say, and give an instruction to them and funds to say, this money, you are going to use it to address this particular kind of area, so that at least they can program it from that angle. Rather than us saying, you're going to use this money for other public participation. So they'll do whichever they want in that particular respect. But in respect to the lessons, obviously, in terms of all those parties that have been reporting consistently, we see an improvement, obviously, with regard to matters that relate to IDP reviews. And we see improvements in matters that relate to public participation mostly. We are busy doing a performance report in terms of the Division of Revenue Act, which is the annual report, which I think is going to be useful for us to table to you to say, in the whole 2007-08, this is the performance with regards to, not in terms of the figures, but in terms of what we've achieved with this money. Obviously, the gap would be those municipalities that have not really reported in terms of expenses. But on the issue of those that are not responding, that's why we've taken a hardline position of saying, even if we send them the letter, they're not responding, we should really be going to them and be in a position to spend time with them and understand what is the problem. In number of cases, where we are going all the time, the money has been spent. The only thing that we still don't understand as to why is the reporting part of the reporting element of the whole process. So we're trying to look in terms of how better do we manage, but we realize that we're alone as a department. Provinces were not really on board. They were saying this is the DTLT grant. So in whichever monitoring they're doing, nobody's beginning to take into consideration that particular approach. And we are saying provinces like Northern Cape, they don't have any grant. They don't have any allocation to municipalities. We are saying if you don't have any allocation to municipalities, we should really be in a position to say if there's 20 million allocated for Northern Cape, please assist in taking responsibility for that. But what is happening now, we are seeing an improvement whereby the provincial departments and the treasuries are beginning to then put MSIG on the first card and also the performance of the grant to try and say, in the interaction with the municipalities, they also follow up on the money that is there. So that is assisting us in improving the performance itself. But most of the lessons, what we will do, we're actually compacting all those lessons in the performance report that we aim to provide to you, and maybe that will be part of the broader discussion in terms of what the money for the 2007-08 has bought. So we are currently busy with the performance report in terms of the Division of Revenue Act, that by end of September we must have the report in that respect. So I think it's acknowledged in terms of some of the gaps that were coming up, but we're trying to see how we turn out things and some of the responses we are putting forward. Even this municipality that we say we are going to retire, we've already rounded a number of them, so we are completing by tomorrow to round all of them to understand as to why, you know, the expenditure from the previous why the expenditure from the previous financial year is not moving. So once we get the response, we'll try and analyze and see how then we deal with either we transfer or either we then begin to consider topics. But we cannot withdraw for more than 30 days. So this is just the period that we're engaging with them, and we hope that the results will be good. In some cases already, we're already getting responses and reports coming on. But our worry is to say, why should we really get the level that as we talk to them, they only respond when we actually call. So those are the kind of challenges that we're facing within ourselves. But in general, we acknowledge the questions and we say we are all the time trying to improve in terms of the grant. That's why I think the expenditure on MSRC is improved.
Okay, look, again, something because on the 19th, provincial treasurer is a local government, part of the discussion. So again, we will have to raise higher this discussion, for this So it's a matter that I really think warrants our serious attention. For us for now, the issue is still spending. We're not yet talking the quality of spending. We should work together. Value for money issues, sustainability and impact. But also whether people are already in the system on the properly qualified their own. And then for the 19th already, we will have to test further this discussion. Because again, I think we are
I'm not asking myself a question. How many
any of our municipalities, somebody sending us places like Kobe and Nongoma. Because we have just mentioned, talked about the quality banking, which is the real issue. But if really we have this problem, as we have countrywide lack of technical expertise, technical capacity, but furthermore, where there is political interference by politicians, all the chiefs can't have their own I don't know to catch no woman. You know, you ask yourself how many of us in the world can have this situation. Greed of bonds impacts so much on understanding. Now, final question, who really starts with formal life? So whenever we get down there we find that and people in the flow they don't understand. You know, this is a reduction, you know, society is a reduction. People that are fighting over corruption can't be that. You remember the story of the great guy? The IGP process was completed. And therefore the priorities. The council has decided to fight over where the community hall must be built. Now they're not talking to what the IGP is saying. That's what I'm reading. IGP says it must be built somewhere. Then the mayor says no, go this way. The councillors are saying no, it's going that way. And the argument, if you remember, was that because this is the capital, so it must be built. Now, people are not taking into account what communities have said. And these are the people that must have to oversight over these things. Now, if you remember, Rocha said, some of the projects meet yet. Cut off and change. Now, people did not go back to the IGP and say, we are changing the IGP priorities. That's the council. They then decide, well, if new councillors come in, they just decide to take ahead all of these projects are changed by putting in place this project. Money is available, mind you. Priorities and needs are known. But then somebody comes with new needs. And these are some of the funny things that we need to deal with. We have a lot of questions. Alright, as you respond, then you also just show me the following. You see, there has been an understanding with this municipality. Municipalities at the end of March reported an understanding of 1.6 billion grants. MIP. Now, the balance of unspent funds is at the end of June now. 560 million. Exactly. you then have municipalities like Kamisa
that have those problems that are facing then.
You have Renault Square Bank. They have capacity problems. Now, how do we deal with this? Now, you are also having some municipalities in Sudan that are very bleeding, passionate. But we needed more money, we got a road, we got a this, we got a that, we got that. I'm sure the test problem before you say we need one or two roads. So on and so on. And telling whom you might say we want to, one or two things, there is, I think, 550 million. And then, you know what's going to happen if you don't spend money? It's going back. National debt. Yet, it's what we find is that at least we how do we do that? Consistently, people are receiving poverty, more funds, and more funds, and more funds. And again, it is the poorest of the poor. See, because one of the things that really worry me here, especially those that are still spending, old six, old seven. That's old money. The brand new money nobody has yet touched. And we are getting up and give us new money. So, how are we dealing with those things? We've got partners called DBSP and many other such partners. Now, how do we assist in this capacity building? Again, for me, that discussion of the 19th is critical. Because when the Auditor General gets in, he must not find this gap in a municipality. Such that people are still using old money. And by the way, it doesn't deliver a compromise. And so all of these partners must play their role in assisting the authority. By the way, the DBSA must be right on the 19th. Precisely because they're part of all of this excess. They must also say that they've invested so much money in capacity. So why is that? No, no. And why is that? So I'm saying, there's a whole range of issues that is about structural. MIT.
Yeah, I want to start with the whole of
in all the 9 provinces, we have the MIT unit in all the provinces. And they are the ones who are helping us coordinate reporting, coordinate meetings. And I think they are quite active in terms of the problem. And we really appreciate that. However, they are also on their behalf.
If there were 5
people,
we would not be much.
Okay. Yes,
I'm trying to be nice to
them. Yes. Okay. Now, I think that's what we can say in terms of the role of provinces. The issues around commitment. If I want to refer a member to page 10. There's a slide on page 10 that shows the status of this project, this commitment. Currently, there's a total number of 9,105 projects registered with our database. Of this project, 3,600 has been completed. Construction stage, 3,122. Design and tender, 1,408. Now, this project may stay on design and tender for a long time. And that's why we have a lot of challenges with regard to suspending where procurement is not advancing towards construction and so on and so on. Then some projects are just registered with our database. There's no activeness on those projects. And I think this is where the challenges are in terms of trying to make sure the contractors are there that can start claiming money and then spend the funds. I think we can see there's a lot of, about 2,000 to 3,000 projects that are not yet in the implementation stage. And obviously these projects account for a lot of money in terms of the commitment that we're talking about. However, I think we are helping these municipalities to try to move forward in terms of making this project to be implemented. All the issues around the officials that are not spending.
No, about officials. We know why not.
Okay, so I wanted to make another suggestion for the members. I wanted, I was looking around in terms of my, I have got a slide that has got all these municipalities that have got the 560 million. So I was looking at it that I can't find it now, but I think I can make it available. I wanted to suggest to members that if these municipalities can be invited and we only deal with them because they're the ones that are held for 550 million. But from the BLG side, we have already started moving forward, trying to take that money to other municipalities that can spend the money. Now, the issues around the technical expertise and political environment. The challenge is that DPSA has put a lot of people out there. But sometimes, you know, people can send you there, but you don't have faith to show, case your skills and all those things. And I think that's where a lot of problems are. Now, obviously, these people will be regarded as outsiders, and then we are the municipality. I think that's one area that we need to look at in terms of how can we improve on that. Now, the issue around expenditure improvement, 2006-07, 2007-08. Members will realize that 2006-07 we stopped the fund. So we reduced the fund from 6.3 billion to 5.7. That's why now the percentage expenditure looks better in 2006, because it's based on the reduced amount. But if you put the whole amount, then the percentage will show the figures. But obviously, we still have all these municipalities that are not spending. Now, we have some big municipalities in that list. One of them is Nelson Mandela. They still have about 35 million. And one of them is City of Cape Town. They have about 59 million. Now they are saying that money, they are having challenges with Tredisha Home. City doesn't want to pay Tredisha, and Tredisha, they have now written a letter to our minister. We're trying to look at the method and try to see how we can fit that payment. Obviously, there are municipalities, like very small municipalities, that get a small allocation. And they always say, now, if I have 1 million, what do I do? I do designs and then nothing can happen. Then we understood that and we tried to jack up the allocation to at least 5 million. And over the next 3 years, they will be getting something like 15 million, which will then try to change things in their locality. I think I tried to.
Okay, thanks very much. Now we will then ask you about but you don't want it to leave. So that draft comes in. What you are leaving? If you have anything to raise with MIG, MFIG?
For now, we really don't have anything.
You're fine, you have no problem with that.
I think with up until that time, that draft comes.
Okay.
Number point?
We have a very good working group. They know we wanted to stop their fund, so they will never give us some.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think in terms of spending what MUSID and also MIG relate to, we comply as a municipality.
No, I'm just saying, but do you have problems that you want to place here?
Yes.
Now, so that we then
say
the
must be in the road
together.
Yes, sir. And from my side, I will allow some of the officials to raise the actual concern. But from my side, the criteria used for the allocation, I don't think it should be on a per capita. It should be according to the needs. You know, in those deep rural areas, we have a big backlog in terms of water supply. It always occurs during our service delivery. We do not have enough or the criteria used in terms of the determination for MIG grants. It's not fair if we are looking to the rural area specifically. So in terms of the rest of.
Madam, you are very, look, you are very specific right now. You still want to persuade him that he's got 550 million. That's the remaining now. That is going back to national and something. You did not say specific and what? What you are saying is, you're not saying that criterion is unfair. Now, as you are teaching now, that 550 that's going back. This is what I'm saying about that. Maybe
no.
he might consider. No, I'm not agreeing with you. Madam.
Yes, Chairperson, in terms of specifically water, we work towards.
Well, we're going to respond to that. Yeah.
Yes, but in terms of MIG grant,
okay.
We need an additional reservoir in Sanko. Currently, we have the sewer plant. The cost of a formula.
You better have something.
Yeah. Now that money is available, then let's talk. It was not a problem, but if you say we are happy with the way in which, of course, we are operating with good things. In the previous financial year, we had 11 million. This financial year, they gave us 15. But yet, the challenge in terms of infrastructure, I mean, it remains very mammoth. You go to the types of roads that we have. You go to the electrification program, though ESCOM can say something out of it as well. Well, of course, you have to say, in the sense that if you only give us about 300 connections per annum, then in itself is just a drop in the ocean. You know, we may expect more from you. Maybe you can say something better than what Mr. Rambeli has said in the program. But suffice to say, if at least the allocation, like Madam has actually spoken, wherein the issues related to roads can be kept up, we will then be able to speed up our own progress as a municipality in a very better way. Yeah, if they can just bring additional 10, if they don't mind, we will definitely put it into proper use.
We're trying to commit them because there's a budget money that's going to go back.
Yeah, well,
so what do you want to say, Baba? I'm saying it might be useful if you can have a meeting. You see, they are running with the two of them because they are here today. Mm. And so they know that you've got this much money. And someday, maybe next week, you might want to have with the two in front, the mayor and
We are representing two sides of water affairs. I'm working the National Water Resources Infrastructure Branch, where we normally deal with water resources in bulk, and Cyprian is with the water services side. Now, I'm not sure whose presentation you want first.
Anyone of them. You must also resolve some problems that I see. I've invited people here to allow you to resolve
it. Let me then start with the water resources side.
The presentation is this one.
Yeah, that's the condition, that's the water services side.
Which is the first one? No, we don't have that copy.
Copy to the
latest one. This one is
shall we wait for my presentation until we have copies?
No, you know what you do. Let's take this one for now. While somebody is reading what you
thank you, Chairperson. As my colleague has just indicated, I will deal with the water services presentation. My name is Cyprian Mazubane. I'm with the Department of Water Affairs and Forestry in Spain. And thanks for the opportunity, Chairperson, of inviting us to brief the committee on progress in respect of the bulk infrastructure program, as well as the schools water and sanitation program that is run by the department in conjunction with the Department of Education. My presentation is going to deal with these conditional grants, the bulk infrastructure grant, which is new, and then the school and clinic water and sanitation program, as well as the operating grant. In respect of the bulk infrastructure, Chairperson and honorable members, the budget allocation was as follows. This is a Schedule 7 grant in terms of the Division of Revenue Act. In year, financial year 2007-08, the allocation was 300 million rand. 08-09 is 450 million rand. And in the next financial year, which is now there, it will be 650 million rand. 10-11, 689 million rand. But here, there is also a further request to increase the budget, as this budget would not be sufficient to cover all the work that is required in terms of providing bulk infrastructure for water supply in the country. We estimate that there is an additional amount which is needed here, which would be in the region of 3.7 billion rand. There are discussions that are taking place between the department and the Department of National Treasury, and in this regard, there was a meeting yesterday talking around these particular issues. Now, in terms of the projects that are running in respect of bulk infrastructure, 77 projects were started in the year 2007-2008 financial year. Of these, 27 projects are already in the construction or design phase. 50 feasibility or implementation studies were also initiated, and 6 feasibility or implementation studies were also initiated in this current financial year, 08 and 09. The 300 million rand that was allocated in the previous financial year, which is 07-08, was effectively spent and utilized. In terms of the bulk infrastructure, expenditure in the current financial year to date we are sitting at 50 million rand that has been spent. Those are the provinces that have managed to spend those particular amount of money. KZN, Limpopo, Northwest, as well as the Northern Cape. The overall project challenges encountered, Chairperson and all other members, are as follows. We do have a limited capacity in various municipalities to implement such programs, especially because these are huge programs, and some municipalities have never implemented programs of this particular size. Also, the issue of lengthy startup phase from budget approval to start of implementation in the average period here is about 8 months to appoint consultants, design, deal with bills of quantities, and also to appoint contractors. Also, we do have a challenge in respect of the escalation of construction costs. Materials is very escalated quite astronomically. For instance, steel has doubled in price in the past 2 years. There is also difficulty experienced in getting certain materials due to limited capacity of some suppliers, especially the steel parts. The use of trained contractors, where the contractors are emerging and they are not used to implementing such huge programs, this has resulted in some delays and also low productivity levels.
Look, what is the in fact, drugs are not affecting us because I just kept quiet everybody. Because they're talking the first quarter. Now, then the discussion is about the third and fourth quarter.
Yes.
That really worries me, by the way, and thanks for raising that. Because we would want to know at what stage are we in terms of spending the third and the fourth part. Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Where are we in terms of that? Do you have something left?
Okay, in terms of expenses,
now let me just have a look at that so that I can go on accordingly. Because really, you said it. You see, this is, again, I mean, let's just say to everybody here. This is the first quarter spending. This bulk infrastructure spending.
The bulk infrastructure spending.
No, no, the one that you just shown now.
The one that you just shown now.
Yeah. 0809.
0809.
This is the first quarter.
Yeah.
Right. Now, let me show you the problem. Now, Eastern Cape has been given 95 million. That's spent zero. So not spend anything. How is the coming to the spend? The free trade has been given 45. And I know there's a big problem about some bulk issues in the Eastern Free Trade. Nothing has been spent. Well, repeller is here. I can tell you now they have some huge issues, and this is why they're here. Only 3 million was just been spent in the first quarter, in that problem. Okay? Now, Mpumalanga 28, no spending. KwaZulu, 86 million, only 22 million has been spent. Northwest, 20 million. Interesting. Now, the Northern Cape, Namakoi is here, they're talking issues of water, only 5 million has been spent. Western Cape, Hill, a lot of officials expect not. Look, I'm not sure, really, but we'll come back to this. Let's then come here. Let me just have a look here. Backlog in water and sanitation and cleaning. The money that was appropriated finally was 105 million. Actual spending was 104, 1800%. Hard infrastructure, 99% of that was spent, they say. And then, water services, they say 99% of that was spent. And then water services was 100%. Now, out of 1.5 billion, the one they say, 1.514 billion, 1.5 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 billion, That's too long, it's better.
Embarrassing my character is not needed.
Okay.
What I
wanted to follow on from, where did it happen, and what are the details? You know, as you say, the business plan, where does this money go to? Is it just sitting in some account being unused? Why? And I'd like some detail about that.
No, let's just hear that. Can you respond to that? That you spent not that often.
Thanks for the question, and I think the questions are noted and they are very. The allocation was done in accordance with the need of, this is just on the 08-09. There will be an increase in budget as we're moving forward. These allocations are just for this financial year, but there will be some allocations that we have indicated as if. I even did indicate in my earlier presentation that this fund is not enough. There is a need to augment this funding going forward. That allocation for head office capacity is to program manage the whole program nationally in order to head office to manage the program, to see, assist in municipalities to do feasibility studies, to assist municipalities to do design, to assist them to manage the whole program. This money is not going to spend on any other thing else. It's ring fence for bulk infrastructure. It will be used on managing the whole program.
I think we should spend just can go home now. But we want them here on the project because when CBSA is there as well, so that CBSA can tell us. Remember, the application that municipalities have done with CBSA to apply for money so that they can install their own infrastructure. Because DWARF is allocating money to themselves, not to the beneficiary, to benefit themselves. How many people are there who are benefiting from this? I can't understand. You say they are saying that now this amount, this fund allocating according to the need. What need are we talking about here? The need is people they need water. This is that program that you must watch your train last night. We saw that part of that. The other thing I was watching is not yesterday. The other day when I was working here, people in the Northwest, they don't have water. But head office is giving them 10.8 million. That's why they cannot spend. They are beneficiaries. But the people who are supposed to get water are not getting water because money is allocated to the head office. And they say it's allocated according to the name. What name? There is English I don't understand. It's not my language. What name? The people that really need water. That's my understanding. They say that on TV in public, they don't have water. They go around carrying water, pushing donkeys to looking for water. But the head office has got need for water as well.
Look, what we will have to do, let's also just hear this slide. Water resource management. Say, certainly, let's not talk to the mission. Let's say, slide 5, 6, 7. No, we'll come back to the first. We'll come back to it. 8 and 9. Over to you, Dr. Major.
Yes, my name is Willie Kirkham. I'm representing Dr. Reuters. I'm the Chief Director in the National Water Resources Infrastructure Branch. And I'm tasked with the program management of this infrastructure development. And this is the water resources side. I think you want to start. May I go to these slides first, because I think this is a change in the chase. This is where you want to be. And I'm addressing the expenditure for 07-08. So the allocation that we had for our program was 1.2 billion. We spent 0.9 billion. We requested a rollover, which was with respect to the work, which had to get a late start due to many issues which I can explain. And we, as I'm sitting here, have not yet got formal confirmation from Treasury that that money is going to be rolled over, but we have planned for expenditure in this year. And we will be geared to spend towards spending the allocation for normal allocation for this year and the rollover amount. So that was purely a case of program kicked off late, the implementation kicked off late. We could not get all the things in place in time due to various approvals that were required. But we've now geared our program. We've committed to almost 90% of the total expense that we expect on the work. We already committed by the end of the contract. So we are moving ahead. The focus is for the rest of the budget with on the projects which are truly speaking not really water resources. They are very much in the category of bulk water that we have just heard from the other program, but from our program we've been assisting in the construction of these programs, and those are for the Nandoni water treatment work and distribution. And these first three in Yapa and Tshlui, the regional water supply there, those are continuing in this financial year. And the last one on the list is the dam safety rehabilitation program, which is a big program we started off 2-3 years ago. Total expenditure of more than a billion. Now, I would like to just address the challenges that we face in the implementation of our particular program. In the construction boom in the country, of course, the scarcity of skills and the competition that we have for the scarce skills is presenting a problem for us to attract and to retain our staff, particularly the staff in key positions. And we have also then lost, towards the end of the last financial year, the key person at the work dam. And another challenge that we are dealing with, I'm not saying that we can't deal with it, I'm trying to indicate the extent of the work that we have to do, is to satisfy all the legal requirements with respect to procurement, confirmation, environmental, the intergovernmental relations, commitment, public participation, quality, and so all of those at the same time, where we are trying to build capacity at different fronts. We are experiencing, for instance, that our upcoming contractors do not have the requisite experience, although they have the qualification or the registration with the CIDB board. So those are the problems that we face with every day. And internally in the department, we have been implementing the SAP financial system, and there, in particular in last financial year, there were problems around the suppliers. If I then can go back, this is basically a list, as the heading says, Chair, of infrastructure that was completed by the end of 2007. And here is a mixture of water resource storage dams, there's a mixture of dam safety rehabilitation work, there's raising of dams like Lake Bushiello. I'm not sure whether you expect me to discuss all of the details. It's mainly just an indication of the project that we work with. And I think focusing on 07, 08, that would be the end of my presentation.
Okay, and Mr. Mayor, tell us your own problem.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Honorable Halan, for the opportunity I gave once more. Well, in our case, the main challenge that we have is about stormwater, which we're able to pronounce very clearly whilst you were visiting us within the province. You realize that part of our municipality is a bit mountainous, and there are areas where water just flow into the settlements that we have, and as a result, we are unable to have a proper control of the very same water. And the question that we posed the last time whilst we were with the NCOP was that maybe if we can have a way of getting assistance, either from the Department of Water, as a way of redirecting the water from the mountain, which comes in large numbers, towards the nearby rivers, that will definitely help. Because obviously, once we are unable to deal with such water, the roads that we try to construct, the settlements that we continue to have, poses a very serious challenge to us as a nation. And with the little budget that we have, I don't think in the next coming 5 years we can then be able to deal with that serious challenge. And related to that, whilst Dwarf is still here, I think we can as well highlight the issue of water treatment plant, which is in the Pell River, which has been installed while the river was not flowing that much, you know, and they ended up putting it almost closer to the flat line. And usually when it rains, such a plant is being challenged by the large volume of water, and ultimately it's all like you mean. I don't have it. Yeah, it's flooded by whatever, you know, and the whole community end up having no water at all due to that. I think if maybe they can be able to come to a rescue on that one as well, it can somehow sort of assist. And the quality of water as well, because of the water treatment plant, remains a challenge. And I take it for granted that we expect people to pay for better services from time to time as we continue to run the campaigns to let the people pay for the services. And the services that, of course, we are supposed to be giving are supposed to be sustainable, are supposed to be quality services, which in itself poses a very serious challenge in a way. You know. I think maybe if we can get something out of this, maybe we will definitely be able to smile on our way back home. Thanks very much.
Over to you. Mm. I think because we are fortunate, we have the regional head of the Limpopo province. Maybe he can be able to respond to some of these questions, specifically relating to the Limpopo.
Honorable Chair, thank you. My name is Matupane. I'm the local director of the Limpopo Department of Water Resources. Let me just start first with the water plant, which is flooded now and again. Late last year, through the valve system, we actually commissioned, went on tender to reduce the plant. Our initial estimate was 120 million rand. From the bulk, we got 92, and from the private supplier, or private initiative, we got 39 million. But the tender came out at 218 million, which means we are currently not in a position to award that type of contract. Because if we do, that will be flooded now and again. So we're busy looking for the extra funding to be able to solve that water problem. The question of water quality, I think it's also mentioned here. This is a continuous process. What happens in the Limpopo River is that your water quality in the river changes over the season. So we've got the new technologies which we would like to employ into that. The question of a stormwater problem is not an entirely Department of Water Affairs only, because the way the settlements are actually implemented in most cases ignores the natural flow of the river. And that is a problem which we have solved together with other departments, especially the Department of Local Government and Housing.
Alright, let me then, no other? Alright, let me then order follow. Can you send a team from Pretoria? You must send a team from Pretoria to work with your missionaries there. I'm saying, let's send a team. I'm not saying we don't have the original there, but we must beef up capacity for this reason, we should not have additional funding. Can we go back then to the fairness, the regional head that we have here, one or two of your people from the Victoria head office, and then the municipality, in other words, go and then talk to the municipality about this problem, so that we must find a solution. In other words, in respect of the first two issues, but then the third issue, let's then also involve now the other stakeholders that we've raised, local government and housing, so that we then have a broader team that then must address this problem to ensure that it does not occur. Because when it does occur, because I think by now we know and anticipate. We should be anticipating these things. So that if it does happen, it should not really have this maximum negative impact on the municipality. Someday, let's go back. Give us a team in the next year. When can you send us people to the study? Let us send as early as next week. Let us have a day. Let us have a next week. What day? Let's say Monday. Are you ready on Monday?
Sir, we are ready anytime.
Good. Thank you. Mr. Mayor, sir, are you ready on Monday?
Well, we will definitely be.
Good.
We'll communicate with us.
The venue is the Mayor's office in Fellen Kumbet. Time? 10 o'clock, sir. 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
And I think then, what we shall then is wait for Mr. Mayor's report. I think in terms of all the issues. Come. And how you are planning to resolve the matter. If then the national department is able then to start things, we will approach the national department. And maybe other sources, we have to look at all of this. Alright? I'm just saying that discussion on simply for the money. Look at the whole picture of what must be done in terms of the matter. Okay. Now my question. Let me just, are you happy, Mayor?
Very much, will as well, I take it for granted that will as well invite the people from the Spanish.
Oh, yes.
Because they are a stakeholder in the
chat. Correct, correct. In fact, invite everybody that you think matters, even your provincial president and local government, so that they will start talking issues of funding if they think they have some. My colleague was raising something that we know that was kind of top-flight all the time in the equitable chat. And so if the province is able to invest again to top like 500 million, that would be useful just to put into the matter so that it's going to be around the world. Right? No more questions, madam.
Thank you, my apologies because I slipped on our issues as well. They also a serious issue. In the first place, maybe the background. We are identified as a service authority by the minister, and the minister also appointed a service provider by means of the water board. So in the meantime, there was the water board, has done the Section 78 investigation, but in terms of that investigation, there's also loopholes. So maybe I must allow our head for technical services to brief us on the issues we have with Juan.
According to the investigation, I just want to summarize what the outcome is. In fact, the need for upgrading of these services for the municipality to take it over is in the vicinity of quite a lot of millions.
How many millions?
Let me just get to that figure, sir. They need 52.5 million just to upgrade the infrastructure, because at this point in time, as indicated by the councillor representative on the water board, they only got 3 months left to operate viable as a water services provider. And Namakwa can't afford to take over the responsibility to act as a service provider. So that's an issue that needs to be addressed. I'm not certain whether these reports were already submitted to DWAF, but if not, we would like to submit these reports to DWAF so that they can take a decision on what the outcome of that project should be. Another concern, except for the Water Services Authority and the Water Services Provider, my concern, I would like to change into a question to DWAF. When initializing process, they don't provide for population growth. And as soon as the projects are completed, the population growth has increased and we sit with the backlog again. I just want clarity on how that can be addressed.
Let me in terms of section 20 of the division of service, then the transferring national officer, section 20 of the division of revenue says the transferring national officer must, in implementing a regional park infrastructure grant, ensure that every municipality that may benefit from a specific project or a scheme is invited to participate in the specific undertaken in respect of the project or scheme, despite the fact that the municipality is not satisfied in the submitting a motivation for that specific study. Then blah blah blah, it goes in terms of the consultation.
Otherwise, it answers the question that municipalities must be consulted. Blah blah blah, what they call it, or if they are going to do their own study outside the municipality. Municipalities must be part of it. And the second trend of the division of revenue and 21 will clarify all this. That is the bottom line.
Right. Look, what you must also do again, to ask, can you again assist us? We want you again to send it to Namakwa to deal with this whole matter. Would your regional manager
in the Mr. Louis Snyder, maybe he is
no,
not
no,
here.
Don't worry about
that. No, not here.
No, don't worry about that now. Let's find Mr. Snyder. That's one question. But can you offer somebody from the National Department? That's possible. Now, when will that be?
You can try and make it.
What the day maybe? Sorry, we'll try for Thursday, Kazakhstan.
Right.
Thursday, where, what is the Springbok? The mayor's office in Springbok. No, Thursday, next week. Time?
We want to try to make it 10 o'clock in the morning.
Springbok is very fast. 10 o'clock in the morning, you can keep it over. I mean, that's fine.
Let's again look at the whole thing of the service authority issues, investigation, section 78, raising the issue that is about 3 months, lifespan that is left, issues of not providing for closure. That's a whole comprehensive discussion. Again, we'll be expecting some input from that discussion. Because what we want to do ourselves is just to monitor, therefore, whether there is movement forward in terms of those matters. Look, you know, it really worries us where was it said. Because in terms of the appropriation act that we have now, so much money has been put in infrastructure. And if seriously there are these problems, then it means that seriously somebody must account for them. So much money invested in infrastructure, in the brand new appropriation act that we have passed out there. And so we want to see these things resolved. You know, this meeting is tiny. You know why? Because the adjustment period is just around the corner. So if you need some additional funding for instance, for some of these matters as well, clearly the adjustment period is going to be adjusted. If you took over 5 million, you're talking about additional funding that are stopped. I'm just saying, as we then, if it means you must then go to this meeting, I'm saying for these two municipalities that are fortunate to be here. But then you might also decide to go to some other municipalities, raise some of these, and using these two municipalities as motivation. Because it would just keep you busy between now and last year. And then you'd then be able to fit into the minister's motivation for more funds and level of adjustment. It's only some time this time. It's only on the basis of the real needs of Macaulay was saying that we see internally put in Kumbi, internally Kumbi and Namakoi. So that we take it from there. I have not seen T yet. And because I've not yet seen T, I will proceed. Madam, they say they are diagnosed. Thank you very much. The meeting must take place. Now let's hear the big bosses.
There is no first
manager. No, you can't say something. You must say in that meeting. All I have to say is going to say in the Belen room. Eskom, hear me. Who's going to start? Okay. We are done with Dwarf, and so they can go. Okay. If he has become a
Before
you go.
Dwarf is really escaping. I was really lying after having a meeting with Dwarf, and Dwarf funded. Not the other people, and Dwarf funded. Because wherever we go, people are raising problems with Dwarf. You know as well as I said, like I said earlier, a lot of municipalities and preparing to what we call it, not
all the names,
and go to the development and all the stuff. So I'm saying, so I would like us to have a session. I'm sure in our program we'll arrange that full session with drugs, not what we call it, where there's no other meeting, only with dealing with the water issue, water purposes issue.
In Pretoria.
I'm hoping that as you go out, arrange this meeting in Namakoi. Namakoi has some issues to raise with Eskom. They want to be. I think Lipele has nothing to do with Eskom.
No, we will listen to
the Eskom? Over to you. It's Jeremy. I'm sorry. Right here in front of
the presentation.
This is the solution.
DME.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. 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 Yeah.
of these people are so happy to tell us that they just come out of
the
community.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to call this man up the team to ask him.
Whilst I'm looking at where you must stand. I don't want to see all of that. You have capital spending, you have not said that under the new card over schedule 6. That's where you start.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, honorable members. My name is Martin Masemola from the Department of Minerals and Energy, and I'm accompanied by some members of on the department side as well as colleagues from ESCOM, so that if the more questions that we answered into the performance of the program, then we can do that. I would like Chairperson to start with this specific slide because it has got some of the answers that we'll be seeking for when we continue and get some of the performance results of the program. I would like to indicate, Chair, that the expenditure, as we would basically know it, and the area where we actually operate is on this side of basically the value chain. It was on the distribution side of things. So therefore, in order to actually get to a specific house with a specific connection, this is the amount of work that needs to be done, although our output is then the actual house connection. So now if we look in terms of the split, in terms of the expenditure, we would find that you would realize that most of our funds will then be spent mainly on the pre-engineering and finalizing the detailed design, and 80% basically building the backbone infrastructure. And when you have now to record connections, you realize that there will be an amount of, say, approximately 5% of the total project value will then be channeled to get connections. So therefore, in terms of our profile of expenditure, this is how more or less, so initially you will have a low spending because of the pre-engineering here, because you are buying material and poles and transformers and so on, and then a shorter a gap there in terms of the connection. So this will be our project life cycle. So when we look in terms of the municipal program, this is basically how the expenditure look like per province. So we had 467 million on schedule 6. Year to date we have transferred 460, and the municipalities, they have spent approximately, funds transferred, and they have spent approximately 87% to date of the transfer fund. So basically, what they are currently doing, I would say that they are finalizing some of their connections in a sense. In terms of the connections, now we had to do 65,000.
How far are these blocks?
for the press. I have lost my courage to put it in my head. It is pretty much this much land. Because I wanted to ask something to do it, right? Because first I was together and I was talking to the in the other area. Very much time I've requested. And I will continue doing that. So that it is my best in cooking my food. The only way we have to be able to have that is not that I don't want to be able to cook this way.
So it's not true to say it's because of the slow service delivery of housing. Because Eskom and presumably the MPE has decided to say no. In fact, I think I also got something that relates to Mukhaliti. Yeah, Mukhaliti. Because I'm not sure what the issues were there. Mayor, you seem to want to say something on this Eskom.
Well, of course, we have got interest on this one as well, because the expectations from the imperative is that by 2012 we must have supplied electricity to all households. And the challenge that we are finding ourselves in is that one of them is the insufficient fund that we normally get. The whole issue related to license, you know, as small local municipalities, we don't have the license to electrify. We bank on the request that we make to GMP to allow us to identify some of the villages that we have, which in some instances do take a period of 6 months or even more, you know. So that in itself makes you to have the rollout budget. And our wish is that maybe if we can just try to follow that aspect, we will definitely be a bit smarter, and our people will definitely get better. And that's the reason why we decided not to go when we had that ESCOM meeting with the GMP. We have got applications that we have made, as far as some of them, as far as 2000 and Palapa. I think it was 2006, right? Yeah. It's a pity I don't have my record.
No.
But it's a challenge.
We get to the bottom of that. Look, we will come back to that discussion. Let's allow him to proceed from this page. We will then note all of those, but as we come back to it, proceed back.
Okay, thank you very much. In order to now finish the outstanding connections that still need to be done, the reverse connections, on the municipal program we had to achieve was 65. Currently, the actual in terms of the municipal program, they have achieved 43,000 of those, and they will then continue to implement that. Specifically in some, especially in housing, Shepherdson, there is I think it's a challenge that we need to basically address, because although they plan on a plan, let me put it that way, because they are going to rezone, they are going to put this and that together, they are going to proclaim the land and so on, then funding on those basis because of the integration, the funding then gets made available. But in terms of the time when they are going to start the project, they actually start electrifying late, because they have to put those houses and so on and so on, and other infrastructural requirements. And I must indicate that on the municipal program, if the issue of capacity, the availability of the capacity, and specifically on electrification, is something that we have basically addressed, and we have indicated that the electrification process must not be affected by any one of those, load shedding and so on. So, in terms of the ESCOM program, the amount that was allocated was 973 million, and actual expenditure to date is just about 100%. And in terms of the connections that needed to be achieved was 120. 6,000. This is for households. And currently, this is about 122. In terms of the schools and clinics program, they were supposed to achieve 484, and yet today they have achieved 552. This is the schools and clinics program. This is the adult specific expenditure how the province indicating that the areas like in Mpumalanga and so on, you know, being underspending there. In terms of the connection, this is the actual connection to date, total of 122. The expenditure now on the schools and clinics per province, and we did not have a lot of clinics to basically electrify in the Western Cape. So probably the actual expenditure, there was the amount that was still outstanding to be claimed. The connections there per province, the amount of connections that needed to be done. And what happened is that early last year we have received special funding to eradicate the backlogs on things. The amount came early in February and March. So in terms of now preparation for the planning and implementation of that, we then took some time. That is why the expenditure there looked at 53%. So we needed to complete that special funding. This was mainly grid connection on the clinic. In terms of the actual connections, we have done 51 of those special funding for the clinic against a target of 136. And I must indicate that this, because of the fact that this is grid chairperson, the need now to build those long lines to go deeper into these rural areas to connect with the clinic, you know, is something that has sort of a delay some of the work that needs to be done, the resources and so on and so on. In terms of the total connection to date, we had to do 185, including everything that and then at this stage we have done 166. Which is about 89%. In terms of some of the challenges that we are basically experiencing, those are some of the challenges that exist, that municipalities are still finalizing some of their projects. The need now to build the infrastructure, your substations and lines to access some of these rural areas. There is the capacity challenge, of course, mainly at the municipalities for implementation, and this capacity now relates other than just program management and so on, but now the availability of some of these contractors and consultants to be able to execute this project, because the large infrastructure program that the country is engaging at the moment has also had an impact on some of the work that we do. The shortage of material, also, I think the colleagues from DRAB have indicated the cost of material and the shortage, the cost of steel and so on, these days, and especially with some of the infrastructure that are built elsewhere in the world, that create a...
Let me ask you something. Steel is not quite good in South
Africa. It is.
Why is there a problem that steel?
Of course, the cost of electrification has increased a lot because of the areas which we electrify in this day and age. The housing density, especially when you go deeper into rural areas, the houses are scattered, so therefore they need more steel, more conductors, more poles, and so on. So the cost then goes up. And the mere fact that we need to build bus infrastructure now.
This
one, everyone,
would be one farmhouse. Only one.
And then one line.
That specific wire chairperson, they have somebody did put a lot of money at that time, you know, to just to access that specific 1%. They have put an extensive amount of money just to access that person. So therefore, we actually need to do exactly the same. So when we indicate the cost-fair connection now, when you go into rural areas, that it's becoming more and more expensive, it must be something that we appreciate, especially from the funding point of view, that we will have an increase in the cost per connection, but a decrease in the number of connections if the funding remains the same. We are using it. The dependencies on the bus infrastructure, especially most of these projects, and we have seen some delays in Mpumalanga and in the Eastern Cape, because deeper into these rural areas, we will have to build that infrastructure. Some of the...
No, stop the comments. We don't answer on comments.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think some of the questions and answers will take it. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
ESCOM is ready to respond, but before they respond, they will respond to both DME and ESCOM will respond to what the proposal was raising, secondly, what the mayor from the center was raising. But before that, let's also throw in Namakoi so that the mayor will respond to all of them. Madam Mayor and your team.
Thank you, Chairperson. Before I allow our CFO to speak on this topic, I just want to tell you. Our biggest problem with ESCOM is the fact that we are aligned with ESCOM recently. It's the first problem. And the second one is the non-cooperation with the municipality in terms of our indigent register. We submitted quarterly, a list of the indigents who are supposed to get free basic electricity. But ESCOM refused to move according to our list. What a result is people who, real wealthy people, who can afford to buy it themselves, who get free basic electricity while we submit our list. And the second one is due to the non-compliance, it creates problems with our credit control policy. For us to execute our credit control policy is really problematic. In 2-3 of those areas, ESCOM is the license holder, and that is where the problems come from. So, CFO or the head technical services.
I think the mayor touched on it, is the cooperation between us or how we can access basically the system. I mean, to just give background, we're currently using our own system, electricity system, to enforce our credit control policy. On the other hand, in asking ESCOM how can they assist us, we tried to set up a meeting, but the only thing that comes out, you can't make use of our system, and that's it. And yet, like the mayor said, you can't on a monthly or quarterly basis adjust your indigent list to them in all of them, just to adjust. And that the problem with that is that we will pay. We must pay them the money, and that's it. I think that is basically the problem with that.
Application 2006, and so on and so on. Depending. Yes,
sir. So, I think I can respond to that specific one. Dependent copy in terms of the requirement. For the electrification funding, it is licensed under, their area falls under ESCOM area of supply. So therefore, in terms of now them applying for funding or allocation is via the Schedule 7 on the ESCOM side. However, we have realized that sometimes you have a situation where there are some funds available on the municipal program, and we have got insufficient funding on the ESCOM program. So what we have done as a department, we have developed a framework where ESCOM would then assist the municipality, and the funding then gets made available from Schedule 6 to those specific municipalities who do not have the license, but there is a need to build an infrastructure. So in 2006, the time when they made that specific application, the framework was not yet completed as to how will then they connect into the ESCOM system and how will then ESCOM take over those specific networks. So therefore, I must indicate that last year, spoke to the municipal manager and indicate that if now they need to apply for some of the areas, and they can provide that specific application. But the 2006 application was not approved purely on the basis of that there was no framework, because we were expecting that they would then communicate with ESCOM in their IDP and list all projects that they need to do, and then ESCOM will then make allocation for that. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. ESCOM.
Yes, sir.
That is what Mr. Sokoni said in terms of the community. Mr. Sokoni said about Mohale and Tafu, that is the family here. And then come back to the same issues that are related to the community. And then, number four, of course, the week. We have other floors for other companies. Over to you, sir. You can divide.
Thanks, Chairperson, for the opportunity from ESCOM. My name is Peter Sobola, General Manager ESCOM. Chairperson, just to respond to the issue in housing, and I'm not sure how it was raised with the Honorable Member. The only time where there was confusion on the connection was when we issued a moratorium after we had the energy crisis. When we said that for a certain period, we were going to evaluate all new connections to make sure that we don't actually increase the risk that we had in the system. But in that process, we were clear that the electrification connections were excluded. So it means that electrification connections were supposed to continue as normal. And I think that communication was made clear. So maybe we might need to get clarity on the issue of connections, because I think internally in the organization and also with our customers, we're very clear that we will not be affecting electricity. The issue that was raised, I'll just pick up the issue relevant also to, and my colleague will help me, on Namakoi around free basic electricity. By coincidence, I happen to be the general manager of ESCOM Western Cape. Of which the municipality falls within my area of supplying that device. I must say, I'm not aware of the issues which the municipality raised this morning. It's clear that there is a process on how we deal with free basic electricity, starting with the municipality registering the indigenous participants. Participants and submitting that to ESCOM, and ESCOM sends it off, and people participate in that process. So I think I'll undertake it that we will follow up with the municipality to see any communication issues in that regard. Around the issue of sharing infrastructure, I was also not clear whether is it infrastructure as it relates to your transformers and the like, or it's more around systems, because I think there was the issue was around SPE. But as far as infrastructure which relates to your substations and all that stuff, normally what municipalities will do, they will contact our customer service office, provide us with an application, and we'll look whether is it viable for us to connect them to our system or not? So probably the chairperson is going, we need more clarity. But what we'll do from my region, I will send a team to go and sit with the municipalities so we understand what are the real issues that they have within that specific municipality. When is the team going? Jefferson, by coincidence, I must say, I understand that you went to those specific areas and there were issues that were raised. What I did last week, I sent a delegation to the province and they met at Kimberley to address some of the issues that
were raised. No, we're talking number
one. No, it's fine, okay. To address some of the issues that were raised. And they also agreed on a follow-up meeting. Specifically on Democrat, I think I'll be able to send a team because we do have a local office there by next week. By latest Friday, we should be able to get a team done. Well, I'll go with the normal time, which is 9 o'clock in that case, for us to meet there. Thank
you.
It's going to be at 9 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
Next week. Now the municipality is pushing it. Let's have those 2 days. 2 days, Thursday or Friday, we'll communicate with their office because we do have a direct communication with them.
You must assist this man.
Okay.
Because this man must hear that on Thursday at 2 o'clock. Because he must watch you carefully. Because he must get a report. To the office of the mayor and then deal with the whole range of issues. Okay. Yeah, thanks for that. And right. Bob.
Chair, I'm not bad with Namakoi. I've dealt with them in the past and I would like to deal with them now. I think one of the issues that you mentioned related around credit control, they didn't appreciate what that means. I thought I would pick up on that because we get it anyway from most of the municipalities. There is no way, because my understanding by credit control is that if people don't pay them for water or they don't pay them for any other services, they expect us that then now we disconnect electricity to those households. And I think we've made it very clear. Most of the households to which we supply electricity, they are on prepayment meters. In actual fact, I can confidently say if that was a certification program, those households are on prepayment meters. Then there is no way that you can ever switch on somebody who is on prepayment. Those people switch themselves on and off. Otherwise, then now you will be breaking the law if you do so. I thought that now they were talking along those lines. Again, I want to go to Mohale City. Last year, I personally had a meeting with Mohale City, which was initiated by Mr. Pierre from the mayor's office. And the delegation came to see us, which was led by Delma City, the municipal manager there, around electrification. Because there were sort of capacity issues. After the meeting, we resolved all issues around electrification in Mohale City. They wrote us a letter and they were very thankful about the progress that was made in that meeting. So I am supplementing what Peter was saying earlier on to say the issue of not connecting second projects that one particular point in time did not impact on education. It impacted possibly on housing development. And I know right now I was dealing with the issues of Mokali City 3 weeks ago where there was a development and then now we have able to connect the development. Yes, housing development, the bonded housing.
Okay.
And Chair, I must go to Lepele, that is in Limpopo. I think I had a situation there of, I think, the allocation. I think what Martin was addressing there was the inadequate funding, but I had a situation about the allocation of connections and possibly then other location of funding. Limpopo is one of those provinces, I think, in the country which is unique, in the sense that ESCOM does not decide on who gets what. They have a forum in Limpopo, which then now, on an annual basis, once the budgets are made available, it's that forum that comes together. It's led by the MEC for local government, and that's where the applications are done, given the MEC.
Right.
Yes. They call it the energy forum. What I'm saying is that in terms then now of their complaints, I talk about only getting service connections, they'd like to get more. I would want to say, Chair, they must go and participate and influence that forum.
You know what you must say? I think what you must say is the following. Let us not say what you have. I think that there's a small problem. And I think that problem must be solved using the same forum. Because the problem is that we are dealing with two things. Colleagues say they have spoken to the MM last year. And you are saying that people don't go to the forum. I think let's then agree that, especially before we even go to the forum, let ESCOM and the municipality meet, and even the district meet, and look at all these issues. Package these issues accordingly, then go to the forum. Well, I think part of the problem in the case here is that also, I suspect, going to the forum, people do not package up on their case. You see, because part of what we must then do is that, I am not sure, in fact, I think what you are doing is wrong in the context of the forum. But this is a conditional kind. And so how do you start discussing a conditional kind of forum? When there are very specific conditions that must be adhered to in terms of the division of revenue. If people are going to them to say, I want ever, they can do all sorts of things there. And this is why we were talking about some top slides. They did top slides, 100 million for water and electricity. We still want to know how they invest that in the forum. But then I'm saying, let us also be a bit careful. As I think for us, let's also assist them. Because we are really dealing with conditional grants. Because these are conditional grants on the basis of which a business can be made. Are you then saying to me, the forum then gives, coordinate all business plans for every municipality, and then decide that John gets 2 cents, and so-and-so gets 1 cent, and so I'm going, and this is part of the problem for me, as a dilemma. The forum is right in terms of coordination, but then how do you practically then start discussing a conditional plan? Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I think I'll maybe assist in clarifying exactly what is the, you know, what we are dealing with here. We are dealing, for example, with Limpopo. What everything that they need to do in that specific year, say it amounts to, and there is a capacity, and it amounts to, say, 200 million rand. But what, when we now have to look into the total program, and you give Limpopo, let's say, 200 million alone, then you are left with other municipalities who does not, who are going to receive little of that money. So all of them, they have plans. They have plans on the IDP. And then from there, they would then, these are municipalities now sitting to say, as a province, we have an allocation, for example, of 10 million rand. And I have got plans to basically spend the total 10 million rand as a municipality. So the challenge that we had before was that, one, if municipalities submit plans, each one of them, for 10 million rand, and we have got 10 million, so what we would do, we would give them
1 million rand each, but it does not actually address it.
You're not assisting me.
No, it's not assisting
me. Baba, Allah, I'm saying to you, the intention is just good and noble. How do you, as a practice, implement it? This division of revenue, you have been holding power for under performance, etc., etc., etc. I'm saying, of these municipalities, for instance, some of them might have this problem of underperforming. It's ordinarily in terms of the law, you must maintain it whole and reallocate. That's the issue for me, in terms of the law. I'm not worried about this thing that you're saying. But you're saying, you're trying to defeat our law. You did not, and you don't annually come to us and say, as we deal with the division of revenue, this could be the best possible approach, so that we then can follow that approach. It could be. I think energy programmers that are all over the country, province by province. Bottom line is, each municipality on the basis of its needs, submits a business plan. And I'm saying, on the basis of that, I think let's also engage in that manner and say, yes, the business plan, this municipality needs 10 million. What is the best thing to do? Capacity to spend and absorb is the issue and the condition. That's what you deal with. And you resolve and then start spending. Maybe that's the issue.
And I think that's in your price for that. Because in terms of Schedule 6, where the electrification, what you call it, the allocation of that for the manufacturing, we in the price, that so much is going to this manufacturing. Now, it means that if there is a forum is there used to deal with certain things, not the power to allocate the resources that are deployed to a process. Yes, maybe to look at issues whether they are spending or whatsoever. But the division of revenue allocates to each money, certain or deployed amount of money. So I think that I want to say that you are right. They themselves don't understand the people who don't think about that. Then they need to go and clarify.
They understand. But they are taking the short route. You know what they're saying? They do.
That's what I'm saying.
They are shifting the goalpost to the forum. And this is why to them the forum is the most appropriate to cut. That's where the problem lies. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I think that we will note that and see to it that we
must not note the decision.
Yes, we
and implement accordingly in terms of the division of revenue.
That's exactly what we will do. I want to come to the issue because I think it is very important that we link this specific the issue about Namakoi chain. Very important, especially Namakoi has got areas where Eskom distributes electricity, and they also have got areas which their respective they have the license to distribute electricity. Now they did submit, and I thought they would ask for that specific question. They did submit a business plan for that specific area to basically refurbish it. I'm going to respond to it because then you will also help us as a special committee as how to deal with the matter. The electricity infrastructure in Namakoi is in a very out more than the way dilapidated, because you are having an infrastructure that in reality, if you had a person who was, let's say, in terms of the law, the responsible person, he would shut the operation down. That is the situation where you find out. We did have, through our municipal assistance program, send our retired engineer to the area to go and assess the situation. They did come with recommendations, and we did wrote to the municipality about the situation, because also the law provides that you must have a responsible person and would qualify to be able to run the infrastructure that is in terms of the law, you are having that specific challenge. Now, the transition funding is not meant for rehabilitation. So they apply for money to do rehabilitation.
Now that there is no funding for rehabilitation, what must be done? Let's just resolve that question.
Yes. We at the state that with the infrastructure is at the moment checked. There are serious safety issues that need to be addressed, because the way the infrastructure is at a situation where you will have to. So now you can either.
There are serious safety and health issues, and so the constitution is imperative. This municipality must provide. And if it must provide all of the services appropriately. So what must be done in your sense that there is no establishment of funding from Nina? What are we going to deal with that? What if you look good to have for instance, help some rich, who feel about the bottom way, I said, cannot be called. Where are they? Somebody must call us to draft. I'm saying, draft has some rich, establishing funds. Of the scheme, etc. How do we deal with this one now? Not only for Namakoi, but for other municipalities. From your point of view, what would you propose?
The first proposal that we submitted for the past 2 years was to Treasury to say they must make some funding available to address issues like this one. That was the first proposal.
I told this to you. We're going 2 years.
Yes.
Why don't you raise this matter sharply in the department, saying again, Namakoi has this problem, but maybe you can also send out your retired engineer to talk to the other ministers, maybe write a memo, just to check whether, what's the state of affairs in terms of the other infrastructure for other ministers, again, in preparation for your own assessment. Why don't you do that?
We are basically doing that. So we started with Namakoi.
Thank you very much. Ah, we got it. Yes.
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to come in on the issues that I'm hearing the municipalities are raising. I think I'm getting the issue around the IDP that apparently. Because Namakoi is saying ESCOM is not implementing according to the list of the municipality. Now ESCOM is doing their own list. Now when we were in Limpopo, we also have this challenge. I think it was in Limpopo where the district went to put some water pipes, but the water is not coming out of the pipe. And when we start asking what is the problem, then they say no, there's no electricity to operationalize the pump station. Now, for me, then it becomes a serious issue, because government grants were used to put some pipes, and that is now not coordinated with the other government grant that needs to make sure that the electricity is there to make sure that water comes out of the pipe. Now that's an IDP issue. So, and I think it's not a matter of the forum, but I think it's everywhere. In Free State, we have so many bucket projects that are not waiting because of electricity, waiting for the pump. But municipalities put money, but now it's not coordinated with this electrification program, which is then becomes a serious issue, because then the IDP then is being undermined in that situation. And I just want to raise that.
Thank you very much. I think maybe just from a ESCOM perspective, I think also just generally, maybe just to raise one issue that came in Limpopo, and I think maybe just a matter of follow-up down the line, because we met with the guys in Limpopo, and I think maybe it's just a question of assisting them. There is a village, I mean there are two villages in the Great Akiani.
I think the allocation as it is coming is the allocation that is coming in the other year, but all the projects were supposed to have been delivered now. So I'm saying we were trying to look in terms of what would be the options there. And the two options that we came up with is either, you know, from the perspective of DMA also trying to bring, you know, forward that particular allocation if then it becomes possible. So that those villages could be electrified. So the district has to take away the money that was supposed to really be dealt with that. So I'm just saying one of the other key issues is to try and assist the colleagues in that respect in terms of how we deal with that particular situation that we promised to say we will have to deal with. But the second issue that I needed to actually tap into is the issue of the credit controls. And I think municipalities, we have to really be, and I've been saying this, that we need to be careful around how we deal with matters of credit control. Because in a number of cases, you have credit control policy, and you don't have bylaws. And remember, once you start to argue on a policy in law, you are not really legitimate. And that's why it will lead up to cases where we're going to have a problem. But in particular, the issue of consolidation of accounts is not necessarily an area that actually law is encouraging. Because, well, I think that's what's right. So if somebody defaults on water, you can't then begin to cut that person the electricity. So I'm saying, I think that is emerging quite a lot. And I think it is important from our perspective to start really, you know, looking at this matter more correctly, because it can really end up in a number of litigations, obviously. I mean, if somebody can really be taking you up, you can really take you up and you win the case. I paid electricity, yes, I'm defaulting on water, then I've been cut electricity, I'm denied electricity because of the water cut. So I'm saying we also have to really be careful, Mayor, there around the issue of credit control. And that's why we're pushing that let's move even beyond policy and begin to make sure that we have bylaw. Because then a bylaw then can send in law and start beginning to argue around that particular element. But if you have policies, then the policy is not going to really be firm once somebody takes it to court. But with regards to the infrastructure that has been dilapidated in this area, so I don't know, because one thing for sure is that NASA also would then have, because the dilapidation of this infrastructure has got implications in terms of the license that we're having. And it might happen that NASA might also begin to say to you, Namakoi, that, you know, they're not actually adhering to the conditions of this thing. I've seen it in Great Car, we've assisted Great Car to try and really set up a plan. So I'm saying the report that really comes out in those plans, I don't know to what an extent has been discussed with NASA also to try and begin to, even if we have something that begins to say this municipality must put 1, 2, 3 things in place, no matter we don't have money, we have to find a way in terms of what we do. But at least you know where you are supposed to go. But for now, I think the challenge is that they might not necessarily even be knowing where to start and where they need to start. And I think if a plan of this nature could really be consolidated and really be a plan that would really look at the turnaround in terms of this infrastructure, no matter there is no money at this point in time, but I think some of the issues are softer issues than really infrastructure can really. So I'm saying that would be my contribution to say those three areas, if we can really begin to look at and maybe DMA share and really we consolidate and really come up with a clear plan in terms of infrastructure rehabilitation in that respect. No matter there is no money, but let's use the resources we have to try and assist them in terms of setting up something. So thank you.
Chair, I just wanted to comment from what Mr. Boloko was saying earlier on. I think he was commenting on IDPs and the municipalities from the Popole, sorry, from Namakoi. They are actually talking about that. That was the issue that you are addressing with yourself, the IDP related issue. Again, I think the DME has spoken on issue of infrastructure in Namakoi. I think it's not as easy as the last speaker was talking about. Let's go back, I was involved in the takeover of that area because they approached us. The infrastructure there, Chair, was built by the mine, the OK copper mine. And the OCC approached us for the takeover of that. That probably doesn't have infrastructure there. We supply them on a transformer about 25 kilometers from the point. And the mine has got its own infrastructure that moves in there, which was supplying the smelter that was there. We buy electricity to supply the areas that are licensed to us from there.
One of the, we did a study when we received that application. And I'm talking now, Chair, about 5 to about 7 years back. And the infrastructure was so old that it needed to be scrapped because you couldn't get some of the required spares to services because the infrastructure was built by mine and built according to my standards. So what I'm trying to say here is that the problem there is bigger than just a normal refurbishment in the number 4 area. I was just sharing that because I just happened to be involved at that time.
But then we've got to resolve it.
And in order to resolve
it, ESCOM is generating information and it makes people to difficulty in accessing because the system is information that we the rest of us do not have. But if people put their cap on the table, then we can be able to have the college to update. But at the end of the day, I think that the SE is charged for anything in this country. And no one else, and therefore as issue and as I can see those standards are there no one of course now today in this new professional from their own because the standard is there. But standards that everyone must be subjected to, dealing with people must be made to upgrade I know that in mind there are doing a lot of what is called I don't want to pronounce the word that I'm saying but they're doing a lot of nonsense. Whether it's water, whether it's water, if there can be a breakdown, one day of water, we can be flooded, all of us. We can run underwater. If the mine, but if they were there, take out the world and run away. So, but somebody must then remember, take the responsibility because we allow them to get away. We must find a way. I think that is the issue that we. Then we might not be able here and now to say this is the solution, but something that we need to go and then exercise our minds around them. How do you resolve it? You can't go to for a say, look, you can't have electricity now for the next month because because of the mind, what we got a problem. That is the last thing that we need to hear. All of that must be needed. It is a solution. I think
you
might not have the solution now, but we must work towards it.
Here comes the solution.
Thank you very much. We have noted the request to meet with NEPA. After the assessment that was done, they have after the assessment that was done, the information we have the total information, and we realize that the coordination between what is basically what has happened, what is currently happening, and the need for a disaster funding, all those efforts and the requirements from NERSA and all that, we have them in a report format and the history of basically whatever. So those engineers did a total assessment of the area. They did receive the information from the municipality, and municipality they worked with those engineers when they were on site to be able to assess the area. We did, as a department, we are currently engaging NERSA, and after the finalization of it and during the budget adjustment, we will put something forward just to sort out the safety issues and how we can easily, supply that area with electricity, ensuring that, the safety standards and so on are met. So we are currently working on it. We have got two of these retired engineers full-time doing specifically that. And we've also indicated that if there's going to be a need in future to have this, because they have that government requirement qualification to run the electricity, if we will in future after the plan has been finalized, forward or second one of them just to help the municipality to revise that. We are working on the signature.
Earlier,
yes.
Now then. What didn't say there will have to be a meeting with the municipality Namakoi about the ESCOM and the municipality but dependent who you must also submit to, with the com itself, that to resolve the matter quickly as you can. I'm not raising this drawing, I'm kind of saying this meeting because we have invited some municipalities, some of which have not really turned up, the two have turned up as well, that prioritize them in terms of this meeting and use the findings as some generic for some of the other municipalities that really did not turn up now. Because we must resolve. You see, if it means partnership, let's look at the whole range of partnerships that must be put together. So this meeting must be used as that kind of a framework. We're saying now EFCOM must meet with the municipality, DME must be part of that, fine. If UPLC must be part of that, fine. If GBSA must be part of that, fine. Let us all have everybody under one with the sole purpose of resolving this problem. Dwarf, what we wanted from you was a breakdown of the, a list in other words, of the municipalities, all of them, where you have done some allocations in the last financial year, what is that pending, and how much was allocated to each municipality, so that we shall then follow this discussion properly. If Namakoi says this thing, you have to look at the amount. If you try to say this thing, you must also look at the amount, and so on and so on. Because we would want for one to look at, we are worried for this already, by the performance of the very first quarter, looking at the money. I mean, if the provinces that have not spent in the first quarter already, and yet you've got all of these challenges in some of the other provinces. What is it that we must do about it? What move we see to resolve these problems? And now I'm not sure about lunch. Somebody says to me that let's then go where? Max building. Yeah, all right, we're walking towards the 9th lane, where the dining area, where the call goes, everyone was invited for lunch. It looks like the meeting is adjourned. Those of you who must catch flight, who don't have international airport, can do so. Until we meet again,
thank you very much. The last time I said the meeting was for you.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one.